Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Yud Daled, and we are starting with the second parak, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Elu Mutarin. Just one makar that had to do with yesterday's daf, and has to do with tomorrow's daf, actually, and that is a Chashuke Chemed regarding Dibor. The Mishnah at the end of the previous parak had said, it's what he says to their friend, Konam Pi Medaber Imcha, I can't talk to you, I can't... Yodai Osei, can't do anything with you, Raglai. So just one case that comes up in terms of Dibor. What happens about overhearing? If I'm not talking to my friend, which let's say is the Neder from yesterday, Kodem Pi Medaberimcha, but what if it's overhearing? The Rambam quotes a Lashon in Perek Vav, in Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam says, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Ches. In Nedarim, let me just find it. Vav Yud Ches, the Rambam says, "Mi shenishba o nadar shelo yedaber im chaveru." Harei ze muter lichtov lo bichtav. If I say I make a neder, I'm not allowed to talk to you, so then I'm allowed to write you something. Okay. U ledaber im acher v'hu shomea ha'inyan sheyirtzeh lahashmia. Or I could tell so and so who's standing next to you, and you'll overhear. That's okay. That's mutter, because I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to my friend, and you're overhearing. And that's what how the Gaonim Paskin says the Rambam. Says the Radvaz, Vikfaro Isi Ksas B'nei Adam, I've seen people, Shemidabrim im HaKotel, not the Kotel, but talking to the wall. V'omrim, Ato HaKotel Tishma, Kedei Sheyishma Chaveiro, talking to the wall, so it's not a din of talking to a friend, it's just not talking to this person. So even if I'm talking to the wall, that also gets out of the problem. And says the Ravaz, I don't think that's such a great thing to do. Vein roy lismoch al zeh. I don't think, talking to your friend, okay, but talking to the wall? V'habujla losif al horas ha-ga'onim. T'bishlam akishim edabirim acher ha-shomeya. Fine if you're talking to somebody else. That's called talking. V'umevin efshar sheyagiu hadvarim l'chaveiro ayidei ha-acher asher shema'an. I know that it's possible and maybe probable that I want the other guy to hear it, but I'm talking to my friend. Avok shemedaber makotel hadaver nire shemedaber mamishim chaveiro. If you're talking to the wall, who are you talking to? Right, you're not talking to yourself. So that's what the Radvaz says, that shouldn't be relied on. Generally, even though you can rely on talking to a friend, you should not rely on talking to the wall. Related to that, the Chashuk Chemek quotes, Adam shebal lishpok sicho eitzel kotel ma'aravi. Somebody's talking to the kotel. Probably the wall that people talk to more than anyone, any other wall in the world. They're not really talking to the wall. But somebody's talking to the kotel. Umedaber al kotel kidavar ish el aviv. Umefarit bakashato umetzukaso akalkalit. And he's talking about his financial troubles and he needs help. V'ha'ome letzido shomeyas advarim. V'hudu muder imenu ana. And the guy sitting next to him at the kotel hears about it. He's muder hana, but is he allowed? Umuter lo ledaber kachal akotel kshakavanasohi shachaveru yishma. Right, is somebody allowed to do that? Then I know so-and-so can really help me out, but I'm talking to the kotel. Is that better than the Radvaz is just stop talking to the wall? Right, the Radvaz says, oh, maybe the kotel is better. Because everybody talks to the kotel. Right, it's not talks to Hashem at the kotel. So maybe that would be something that would be different. So the Chashuk Echemet says, Tshuva yitakein shemutter. Ki kotel ma'aravi shayni. It could be when I'm just talking to the wall, that's a joke. To say that I'm not talking to my friend. But if I'm talking to the kotel, I'm talking to the kotel. Ki shehu derach tefila l'akadosh baruch hu. V'dome l'divrei ha-ga'onim. Right, and that's what the Gaonim says. V'yish l'hosef hazeh, he quotes the Gera Rebbe, shezeh ha-remez b'mash amru chazal, what chazal say in Vayikra Rabba, aznayim l'kotel. Dekoy ha-kotel ha-ma'aravi. It's going on the kotel ma'aravi. V'imkin yish lo aznayim shoma'os. V'dome l'din ha-ga'onim. So, it's relating to the end of yesterday's daf, that if, again, if I'm no mudr hana from somebody, I'm allowed to talk to somebody else and they overhear. The Radvaz does not support just talking to the wall and they're overhearing. But if it's the kotel, that's a different type of wall. And therefore, that would be okay. Vaiter, let's start the second parak. Ve'elu mutarin. First parak was about kinuyim and yados, and we related then, we dealt with the concept of Hatfasa. And we mentioned that in order to create an Isser relating it to something else, I can just say something is Asur to me. But if I am relating it to something else, Hatfasa, it has to be Hatfasa Bedavar HaNadur and not Bedavar HaAsur. It has to be something that I created that's also Asur and not that it is already Ne'asa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see what the Svara and what the source for that is, Be'ez Hashem, later on today's daf. But first, we have examples of that. Ve'elu mutar. The following cases are mutar because these are not proper neder languages. Number one, chulin she'ochel lecha. That's an easy one. It's chulin what I eat from you. So why is that mutar? Because chulin is mutar. So it should be chulin what I eat from you. That's fine. That's nothing to talk about. We'll have to see what the chiddush of that line is in the Gemara. But now we have different levels of isurim. All the items in the Mishnah are Davar ha'asur, not davar ha'nadur, and that is why none of these nadarim work. If I compare something that's mutter to any of these items, it's all going to be mutter. Kibbasar chazir. If I say this piece of meat should be like pig, so that's not going to work. That's a davar ha'asur. Or ka'avodas kochavim. It should be like an avodah zara. The Ron explains how each of the isurim in the Mishnah are going up one level. Pig chazir is only asur to eat. Right, it's the lowest level isser. It's an isser achila. Ka'avodas kochavim. Avodah zara is already asur bahana. That's one level more chamur. Many isser hana. It picks that one. Ke'oros levuvin. What are oros levuvin? So the Ron explains, based on the Gemara elsewhere, they used to have animal sacrifices to their gods, and they used to take out the skin of the animal where the heart was and remove the heart of the animal. That skin, that animal was tikroves l'avodah zara. It was a carbon that was used for avodah zara, and that is something that is even more chamer than regular avodah zara. Why? Why is that one level up? Explains the Ron, real avodah zara is subject to bittul, as long as it's owned by a guy. Owned by a Jew, a Jew's avodah zara, rachman al-islan, can never be mevutal. But a guy's avodah zara, if a guy does something that demonstrates that it nullifies the avodah zara, then it becomes mutter. Bittul avodah zara. Tikroves la avodah zara can never be mevutal. Ironically, if I give a carbon to an avodah zara, that's worse than an avodah zara itself. So that makes it more chamer. It's the last two skinny lines of the Ron. V'chamiri me'avodas kochavim. Dinehi da'avodas kochavim isla batala. Tikroves avodas kochavim ein la batala. So that's an even more chamer. This is tikroves, the carbon, the animal, that's going to avodah zara. So that's even more chamer. Listed in the Mishnah. Continuing up, what's the next line? Kinevelos ukitrefos. Kishkatsim uramasim. Right, what is that? Tuma. An added element. Pig is not, is also to eat, but it's not tame. Nevela. Tumas nevela is one of the avos atumos. So nevela and trefa, so that's one level up. At least nevela. Trefa is always said, along with nevela. That's the second wide line in the Ron. V'yeshbem tumas kinevelos. Right, that's tumas nevela. Continuing, kishkatsim uramasim. How is that more another level? Like the creepy crawlies or the ramasim. So the Ron explains, those have a very small shear for tuma. Tuma ka'adasha, the size of a lentil seed. That already is enough for tuma. So all of these items in the Mishnah, all of them are examples of things that Hashem made aser. I didn't have to do anything to make them aser. And therefore, if I make a neder comparing it to any of these items, it's an ineffective neder because they're kedavar ha'asur, not kedavar ha'nadur, and therefore the neder does not work. Right? One might say, what do you mean? These are even more chomer, they're very stringent, Hashem made them. But no, but the point is, for a neder, you have to be comparing apples and apples, as we said. So if I'm making something aser, it's got to be something that also that I made aser. We'll get a little more into that svara, but Hashem, later on. But we'll leave that for now. But those are the first line of the Mishnah. Then we have the second line, which we already had earlier in the first parak. Kechalas aron ukitrumaso mutter. If I compare it to chala or truma, that's also mutter. That's also called a davar ha'aser. And I said we'll talk about that more at length later. Now we're up to the later. What's the svara for that? Why do we consider truma or chala a davar ha'aser? I designated it as truma or chala. It's unlike all the other ones, which are just... I didn't do anything, right? It's pig, it's nevela, right? Hashem says avodah zara is asur, right? So why is truma or chala Why is that considered a davar hanader and a davar, not a davar ha'aser? So the Ran says, the Ran right here says, what's the litmus test? If something is usher to everybody or if something is only usher to certain people. If you make a neder, everybody's included. Right? This is usher to the world. This is usher or that's usher to have a group of people, yes, and a group of people, no. Says the Ran, you can't do that. Hashem can't do that. So that's a reflection that it is a davar ha'asur and not a davar ha'nadur. That is the Ran Svara for explaining the why Shruma is considered a davar ha'asur. That is the Ran, I think the Ran said that earlier, back on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, when this came up. So that is number one. Tosfos, this we alluded to, Tosfos on Yud Beis Amud Aleph had the beautiful lumdis where he says, you know why it's considered a davar ha'asur? Because it's always been asur. Right, what's something got davar another? You have a tzvotur, you have an animal, and you made it into a carbon. But here, this was tevel until you made it truma. So regarding you, the Yisrael, it's always been aser. So how can you call that a davar hanadur? Davar aser, the bottom of Yud Bezim and Aleph. Tosfos says, v'yesh lomar, mikol makom, bottom line of Tosfos, Yud Bezim and Aleph. V'yesh lomar, mikol makom, Eino iser shebetruma ba'al yidei hafrasha, shari kodem l'cheinami aya asur, mishum tevel, da hafrashas hatruma eino ki'im lahatir. That's a very important line in Tosfos. Meaning, what is that highlighting? What is the connection between the iser of tevel and the iser of truma? You might say, okay, well, maisa, they're both asur. But who says that they're connected in any way? If I'm looking at it from the vantage point of the iser of truma, well, this iser of truma is one that didn't exist beforehand. So you should say it's a davar hanador. And the iser of tevel is paka. Two different things. No, Tosfos says that it's shayach to each other. The fact that there's an iser tevel and now there's an iser truma, it's always been usher to me. So therefore, that itself is important. And that relates to the sugya of davar hanador, of truma and tevel, the relationship between those two isurim. Is tevel only usher because the truma shebo? Tosfos' question on Rashi, Daf Pei Vav and Yevamos, so then Kohanim should be able to eat Tevel. It can't just be because of the Truma Shabbat, or not. Maybe it is the Truma Shabbat, but you still need a Hafrasha. Right? All different formulations about the relationship between the Isra of Truma and the Isra of Tevel. But this is a crucial Tosfos right here, and the Asen Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, quotes this Tosfos. There is a third idea of why Truma is considered a Davar HaAsur and not a davar hanodur, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam, and it's important that the Ravid argues on it. The Rambam says here in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Aleph Hayalacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, why is Truma considered a davar aser? Avala Omer Peres Elu Alai Kachalas Aron Okit Trumaso Har Elu Mutarin. Why? So the Ran says because it's only aser to some people, and Tosfos says because it's always been aser. The Rambam says a different shot. She'ein sham derech lahavi elu b'neder u'b'nedava. You can't volunteer truma. You have a chiyuv to give truma. You don't have a choice. You can't volunteer truma. Ein ba b'neder u'b'nedava. Everything else that is considered davar hanadur is your choice. Truma, you don't have a choice. Okay, you have a choice how much. That's true. But you don't have a choice to give truma. You give it as an obligation. And like Chali, if you give it as an obligation, in this situation you have to give, or else you're not going to be able to eat it. That's the Rambam. And the Ravid doesn't like it. The Ravid gives a different shot, but he doesn't like the Rambam, saying that it's not Bab and Edom and Adava. Amar Avram, Anu Regil Lafarish Ebnesha, Hamil Chalav Etshuma Lekawain, Nechasav Hain, Ukechulum Magaba Yisrael Hain. No, it's considered Mamono Shal Kawain. Okay, the fact that it's Mutter to some people, right, maybe it's connected to that first Ran, but what's important I want to take out of the Ravid is that he doesn't like the Rambam. The Rambam says it's truma cannot be bub and edder but a dava, and the Ravid says, no, that's not true, I'm going to give a different shot. Why is the Ravid so upset? I once heard, I think it was from Rabbi Yonasan Sachs, he connected this Ravid to another Ravid in a totally different context, but it's beautiful. We've discussed many times, what is chayiv and shumas and maestros mi daraisa? What's chayiv? Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas quote, only dagan tirosh v'yitzhar. That's it. Wheat, oil, and wine. That's it. That's the only items that are chayiv and shumas and maisos midaraisa. Oranges and apples are only chayiv and shumas and maisos midarabanan, according to Rashi and Tosfos all over. That's Rashi and Tosfos. The Ramban, there's a Ramban in Allah Torah that says maybe also grapes and olives. Just a little bit adding that. So let's expand that a little bit. There's a Rabbeinu Yehonasan in Erevin that says all shivas aminim. All shivas aminim are chayiv and shivas amaisas midaraisa. Next, let's keep going. The Rambam Shita. The Rambam says all fruit. All fruit are chayiv in shumas and maishas midaraisa. All fruit. Oranges, apples, peaches, pears, everything. And what about the Ravid? The Ravid in the Kasav Sham, in his Sefer, with his comments on the Baal Hamor, the Ravid says, pshara. Really, I hold like Rashi and Tosfos. What are you obligated to give Davin Tirosh V'Yitzar? But if you want, you could give other fruit also, like the Rambam says, and it's recognized d'oraisa as trumas and maestras. Meaning you don't have to give from all fruit. Truma from oranges, you don't have to give according to the Ravid. If you do, it is called truma, and it's misa b'dei shamayim, and I have all the halachas. What do you see from that Ravid? You could volunteer trumas and maestras. You can volunteer giving truma. That's why he argues on this Rambam. That's why he doesn't think that the reason that the challah and truma are considered davar ha'asur, the Rambam says, because you can't be no derid. According to the Ravid, you can. You can find a case where you could volunteer giving truma. That's the Ravid shita. Unbelievable. In a totally different context. That's why he has to argue on the Rambam here. Put these two Ravids together. In Nedarim, Aleph, Yud Aleph, and the Ravid in the Kasav Sham in Meseches Chulin. I think there's only one piece in Meseches Chulin there. That's why the Ravid cannot say that is Bab and Ed, it's not Bab and Ed and Adava, because it is. Okay, we continue now. That relates to the back on Daf Yud Beis. That's where a lot of the action is, because that's where it came up the first time. But it's the Mishnah right here, and that's why we discussed it here. Let's continue now. The Mishnah continues. Ha'omer le'ishto, hare'at alai ki'ima. The man goes to a woman and says, you are to me like my mother. So his mother is one of the Arayos. So you're to be like my mother. So on a Doraisa level, this is how the Rishonim explained this line, on a Doraisa level, what he said was meaningless. Because he's no der b'davar ha'asur. His mother is asur to him, period. But, midrabanan, we require Sheila to be done. We don't want people to be mezalzel. So midrabanan, poskim lo pesach mimakam acher, we create a pesach from somewhere else, shelo yakel rosha belkach, so that people don't have kalas rosh. So people take these nadarim seriously. If you say this, again, on a daraisa level, you don't need anything, but on a drabanan level, people might get confused. And therefore, shelo yakel rosha belkach. Why? What is mimakom acher? What is pesach? We haven't had this yet. Pesach means the two ways to get out of a neder. Either pesach or charata. Pesach means, something happens, right? There's also a poskim binolad. That's another context which we'll have to have a little bit later. But pesach here in this context means, let's read the Ran. The Ran explains what the chiddush of this line is. Four lines from the bottom. V'dafka b'madir ishto u'matvis b'davar ha'asur tzorach pesach v'b'nei shedarko le'asur az ishto mitoch akpada. Right, we try to have him come and come up with a svara to undo what he said. That's a pesach. Find him an opening in order to say, you know, would you have taken this neder if you realized? Do you feel bad about it? I'm not getting into all the details of the differences between pesach and charata, but we do that here, dafka in this case, because it's somewhat common, says the Ran, for husbands and wives to get angry at each other and maybe make nedarim mitoch akpada v'yisharis le'below pesach. If you allow it without going through the process, the mechanism of hatara b'pesach, kimatis b'davar ha'asur, asil mishri nami afil matvis b'davar ha'nadur. You might come to imafis b'davar ha'nadur, and then it would be a real neder. But generally, on a daraisa level, you wouldn't need to do this. This is the Mishnah. Okay, the Ritva says maybe shalom bias, we have extra precautions, we want to make sure the person knows that it's something very serious, so we want all things to be smoothed out, and that's why we require the Pesach. Period. We'll get back to why Dafka does it say, mother, what about Ashes Ish? We'll have to see that, Be'ez Hashem, in the Gemara. If we don't mention it then, remind me to mention it in the Rishonim. Says the Gemara, Taima, back to the first line, Taima, Da'amar Chulin Sho'ochalacha. The only reason that it's mutter in the first line is because he says, Chulin, that I will eat from you, Sho'ochalacha, Ha'amar, La Chulin Sho'ochalacha. But if he said La Chulin with a patach, which could be interpreted as, Mashma, Lo L'chulin Levi, Ela Karban. Mashba luchulin, only with a shva do we say it's mutter, but lachulin, which can mean not chulin, meaning carbon I eat, that would be asur. So mani masnisas, who is our Mishnah according to? Right, we had this already a couple of times. E Rebbe Meir, is the Mishnah supposed to be like Rebbe Meir, which we always assume first? Right, Stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir, so we always go there first. If it's Rebbe Meir, that doesn't work. Halesle michla lava tashomea hein. Rebbe Meir does not hold of implied halachos. And therefore, even if I would say it's not chulin, I cannot jump to say it is a karbon, according to Rebbe Meir. So ve'ela Rebbe Yehuda. So it must be Rebbe Yehuda's opinion behind Horesha. The end of the first parak already had many examples of this, following Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. So what would be the chiddush in our Mishnah? So the Gemara has two answers. Number one, I dik diktani kipsar chazir kavodas kachavim lachik tani chulin. You're right, it's no chiddush, but once is giving other examples where the nether doesn't work, so it throws this in also to say that the nether doesn't work because you compared it to something that's mutter, even though it's for a totally different reason than the later ones in the Mishnah. Ravina Amar, different answer, Hachiktani. Really, it's not another example in the Mishnah, but it is a title. Ve'elu mutarin kechulin. That's the title of the Mishnah. These are mutter, as if you had said chulin. Kibsar chazer kavodas kochavim. ... So it is a title and not an example. Let's just finish and then I'll make a comment. Vilo tana chulin, and if it wouldn't, one second, if it wouldn't have said the first line, what, that title really helps us understand it? What, if it wouldn't have said chulin, hava amina boy sheila, then you would have said, oh, you do need sheila, meaning it wouldn't be exactly chulin on a derabana level? On a deraisa level, for sure not. It's davar ha'asur. But you might have said that you need sheila. So the Gemara says, one second, Umi ikala suki al daiti hachi. Could you really think that? Hamidani say for the fact that the last line of the Mishnah says that you need if the last line of the Mishnah says that you need She'ela midirabanan, Michlal Duresha Lopoi She'ela. In Mashma that the first line does not need She'ela, but it's totally mutter. So why would I need the title to explain? I would have known that without the title. Sala mechaverta, chulin memela nasva. Okay, go back to the first answer. Basically, chulin is just thrown in there, kadei nasva, right? It's just in passing, but it's not exactly that we need to know it, because that is muvan be'elav. Sometimes we have titles that help us understand something. Right here, the Mishnah was saying that this title wouldn't have helped us understand anything, and therefore, we don't have it. We do have sometimes that titles help us understand something. The Rambam has this all the time. The Rambam, as we know, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos as an introduction to Mishnah Torah. So now it's printed separately, but it's all the list of the 613 mitzvahs, one little paragraph per mitzvah, and then he has the Mishnah Torah. But the Rambam did not suffice with that. The Rambam didn't even list off all the mitzvos at the beginning of each set of halachos in which he discusses them, but he specifically has one line describing each of the mishnayos at the beginning of the set of halachos, explaining each of the mitzvos at the beginning of each set. And it's not always exactly the same as what he wrote in Sefer HaMitzvos. Rav Soloveitchik was always very fond of focusing on what's called the koteret, the title of each set of halachos. Sometimes it gives a different impression of the halachos itself, different words. And he even said sometimes the Maisa HaMitzvah is what's discussed in the halachos. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is what is described in the title. And the title might give off another message that the Rambam wanted to get across to us. Just to quote two examples. Hilchas Shuva. Much has been written, one of the more well-known Rambams, about the Rambam who never says in the halachos that you're chayav to do Shuva. Right? Many, many, 10, 20 different answers given. Why does the Rambam not say that you are obligated to do tshuva? Right? In the halach, perek alef, halach alef, the Rambam says, when one decides to do tshuva, one is obligated to say vidui. Right? Based on the pasuk and parashas Naso. That's all the Rambam says. The Rambam does not quote an obligation to do tshuva. And everybody says, oh, what's the problem? What's going on here? So, minchas chinuch and many others. But if you look in the koteret of that halacha, of Hilchas Shuva, mitzvah zase achas. V'hu, what's the mitzvah? Sheyashuv hachotei mecheto lefnei Hashem v'yisvada. He quotes the chiyuv to do tshuva. So in the koteret, meaning the maisa ha-mitzvah of tshuva might be vidui. But the kiyum ha-mitzvah, what are you doing? You're doing tshuva. The Rambam in the Koteret says that she yashuv v'yisvada. He quotes that in Hilchas Shuva. Or another example, just to give two, but again, there are many. The Rambam in Hilchas Tfila. What's the mitzvah of Tfila? To daven. The Rambam starts off, Halachas mitzvahs aseh lehispala b'chol yom, shenemar, etc. It's a mitzvah to daven. What does he write in the Koteret? Mitzvahs aseh to daven? No. What's the Rambam's lashon? Mitzvahs aseh achas. La'avod es Hashem b'chol yom b'tfila. To serve Hashem in prayer. He doesn't say to pray. To serve Hashem in prayer. Tfila is avodah shebelev. It's serving Hashem through a specific mechanism, through a specific way. So again, a little different impression. The Rambam thought titles were very important. Maybe, just throwing it out there, maybe he understood part of this idea was from this Gemara that we just had. Where the Gemara says, well, what's the title adding? Nothing, so you should leave it out. Okay, go back to the first answer. Meaning, but the Rambam sees, a title's got to add something. Title can't just tell you, oh, what I'm going to talk about. That's why the Rambam, throughout the Kotarot, in Mishneh Torah, maybe he liked to have the idea of titles telling you something, and in that way he gives another appreciation of the various halachas that he is talking about. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mino Hanimili. How do I know this? How do I know what? How do I know? What's the source for the halacha that you only have to, allowed to be matfis b'davar ha-nador and not b'davar ha-asr? If I'm matfis b'davar ha-asr, so then it's meaningless. Omar kra, there's a pasuk, and then we'll see the svara in the Rishonim. Omar kra, ish ki yidar neder l'ashem, achi yidar b'davar ha-nador. Neder l'ashem, so yadur neder, double l'ashon, so we say b'davar ha-nador. Only by davar ha-nador that you made asr. Ihach yafilu b'davar asr nami. 1 second, so why don't you even include davar asr doksiv, lasar isar on afsho? You have a double l'ashon by the l'ashon isar also. The Gemara said no, lasar isar mi boy lelikidatanya. We need that for what we discussed back in the first parak. Ezeo isar hamur batorah. Remember the cases that we had? It's also like the day his father died and the Rebbe died and Gedaliah ben Achikam. So that whole brisa, the fact that you can make such a neder, is learned out from lasar isar. But the only positive that's extra is yadur neder, and therefore that's the makar for davar hanader. We mentioned the Rebbe, but let's just put it, get it out there right now where a person says it. What's the svara? This is the makar, the pasuk. What's the svara for requiring davar hanadur and not davar ha'asur? So the most common svara given in the Rishonim, the Ran and the Ritva and others all say, you gotta be able to, you have to compare apples and apples. You have to be able to compare the thing that you're asuring and the thing that's already asur. If you look in the second to last medium line in the Ran, second to last medium line, right? Got skinny, medium, and fat. Bish lamabedavar hanadur matzi laatfuse velomar kiker ze alai beneder bakarban. Shenes are ide neder. Because you're comparing two different like items. And therefore, you could extend that status. Avoki matvis bedavar haasur lo klum kamar. Tehechi lema kiker ze alai kabasar chazir. This should be like pig is asur to me. Lo efshar. That's not possible. You can't make something also like pig. The basar chazir asri rachmana. The who lo asre. Right? You can't compare the two. Right? That is the language of the Ran and of Rove of Rav Rishonim. Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri has a little different formulation connected to this. But he says the focus isn't so much that it's what you make usher versus a different type of isur, that the pig is memela nasar, but he says, and he gives a nafkamina, says, lo shetolui bahadavar shenitfas mimenu. The focus isn't the item that you're being mafis from Hashem made asur. That's not the focus. Ella badavar sheoser achshav. No, the point is that, could you make this item asur like that? The focus isn't the other item, but it focuses the item in front of you. Can I make this like pig? I can't. So that's why it doesn't work. But it's not that something is davar de memela. What's the nafkamina? Nazirus Shimshon. Nazirus Shimshon. Can you make something usser like Nazirus Shimshon? Nazirus Shimshon is something that was davar de memela. Hashem created that. But I can create that nowadays. So that's a nafkamina, if Shach quotes, is the focus, it came from Hashem, or is the focus whether I can or can't create that Isser? Pig happens to be both. It came from Hashem and I cannot create that Isser. Nazir Shimshon is a nafkamina, because Nazir Shimshon was created by God. He was the one that told Eishas Manoach to about this type of Nazirus, but it's something that I could create myself. So Rav Shach has, so it might not be focused on Memela, but it might be focused on whether I could create that myself. And if I can create it myself, that's called a Davar HaNadur, and not a Davar HaAsr. There is a totally different shot of this line, you need a Davar HaNadur, a Davar HaAsr, and that's based on a Ritva. The Ritva says it, but not exactly 100%, but he says it, and this is a much discussed Ritva. It's also relates to a Ritva on yesterday's daf. And that is, the Ritva notes that he thinks all Isurim in general are Isurei Gavra. And Nedarim are Isurei Chefza. And therefore, you can't compare the two. Right? Isurei Chefza, Isurei Gavra. Focus on the item, focus on the person. That's the problem. And all the Achronim jump on this Ritva. Is it really true that Isurei Gavra, all Isurei Torah are Isurei Gavra, and Nedarim are Isurei Chefza? We discussed the Nesivus many times, that the Nesivus holds Yisurei Daraisa or Yisurei Chefza, and Yisurei Darabanan or Yisurei Gavra. Right? That chiluk. The rabbis do not have the power to change the molecules of an item, making it from Heter to Isser. They can't do that. They can control my behavior. They can normative tell me what I can or can't do. So that, the Nesivus makes a lot of sense, that the Yisurei Darabanan are all Yisurei Gavra, while Daraisa is a Isurei Chefza. The Ritva says, no, the Isurim, Isurei Torah could also be Isurei Gavra. That's a big discussion. We'll see if we go through that Nesivus at the end, if there is time. Maybe, hopefully we will have, going through that again. Again, Gavra versus Chefza, but again, a totally different shot. But let's continue now a little bit with the Gemara, and then hopefully we'll have time to come back to that. Homer Leishto, Harayata Laiki Ima. The Mishnah said, if somebody says, person is like my mother, Harayata Ima, so that is not effective. Again, the Rishonim here discussed. That sounds like a shvua. Sounds like a shvua, right? Even though it's really a neder. And also, the Rishonim Durania discusses. Is there a concept of hatfasa by a shvua? By a neder, there's a concept of hatfasa. This should be also to me like this is also to me. Hatfasa. What about a shvua? I swear I'm not going to eat a hamburger. I'm not connecting that to anything. Is there a concept of connecting in creating Isurim through a Shvua or not? That is, seems to be a machlokas between Abaye and Rava in Masech HaShvuas on Daf Chaf. But it's the Rishonim here discuss it. Is that what that Gemara really, really means? But it sounds that way from our Gemara. The Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha here says, he brings up the question that we alluded to before, and that is, why does the Dafka say mother? What about, he quotes the Nidre's reason, right, it's a commentary here on Nedarim, why not Ashes Ish? Why Dafka does it say like my mother? What about a married woman? Is there a reason it specifically says a mother? So it could be, says the Nidre's reason, the Be'emes im Omer Hare Atalaike Ashes Ish, Havi Kamosha Nadar Badavar Hanadur. Why? Because Hare Am Kudeshesli, I created that Isser. A man creates the Isser of marriage. The man is the Oser. Kiddushin, Gerushin, they're the Bailam. Right, it relates to that Tosas we discussed in Ksuba, Stafai, and Dalit about Bailam on certain halachic processes, and that's why you can make a Tznai, that's why you can make a Shliach. So maybe Kiddushin, amazing, maybe Eishas Ish is a Davar HaNadur, not a Davar HaAsur. My mother, I don't have to do anything, I'm born, I'm Asur to my mother, that's a Davar HaAsur. Eishas Ish, maybe that's like a Karban. That's like a carbon. Harayam Kudeshesli, Kalashin Hektish. Like, remember what the Gemara says in Kiddushin Da Beis, Asra Kuli Almaka Hektish. Put it on the list of our 10 items. We have comparisons between Kiddushin and Hektish. We just had it a week ago. If you remember in the, what is that? Hey, Davav, Yesh Yad Le Kiddushin or Ein La Yad Le Kiddushin. We had on Davav Ma Beis, and we had the unbelievable Tosfos, where Tosfos says there, well, maybe if you have Yad by Hektish, you should have Yad by Kiddushin, because the two are compared to each other. Kiddushin and Hektish. Kiban to Asur La Kuliyama Ke Hektish. Lakach Masafkal on the Shema Yeshala Kiddushin. Kemo Hektish. So, this Nidre's reason goes on that list too. Right? Maybe the Mishnah gave an example specifically of Asha of mother and not Asha's Ish because Asha's Ish would be called a Davar HaNodr. That is possible. The Sharam Siyana Balacha doesn't like that answer. He has he quotes the Nidre's reason who doesn't like that answer, who says, no, there's still a big difference. Kiddushin comes from a maisa, not from what you say. If you say Hariyamukadeshusli without giving anything, that doesn't work. So that's not like Nadarim. The hekdesh chal ba'amira b'piv levad, mashein kein isha, shechal kiddushin ala adei maisa, shenosin la'pruta, or adei maisa b'shtar, v'nishar b'tzarachin. Okay, that's a fascinating suggestion to say that wondering why the Mishnah specifically gives mother and not Ashes ish. What about other krovim? I think other krovim would be the same as a mother. I don't think it's a dafka mother. You can only ask the question of why mother if you have a reason why I should have said the other one. Ish is a different type of iser, and that's why that question could be asked. Vaiter v'raminu, we learned in a brisa, hare at alai, kibasar ima, you're like me, like my mother, ksar achosi, sister, ka'arla ukekilaya kerem, like these other items that are aser bahana, lo amar klum. The brisa says what you said is meaningless. Meaning, you don't have to do anything. It's all meaningless. Our Mishnah, though, said you need to do she'ela. Right, you have to go to a rabbi, and you have to be poskel no pesach. Stira, three answers. Number one, Amar Abaya, lo Amar klo midaraisa v'zorach she'ela midarabanan. Our Mishnah is talking about on a darabanan level. The price is on a daraisa level. On a daraisa, you don't need anything because it's davar ha'asur. But shelo yekel rosho, that's why you need it on a darabanan level. Number one. Number two, Rava Amar ha'batamid ha'chamim ha'ba'am ha'aretz. Depends if we're talking about a talmid chacham or an am ha'aretz. A Talmud Chacham, we're not worried that he's going to get confused with this type of neder and a davar hanader. So we're not going to make him have to go through she'ela. But in Am Ha'aretz, we're nervous that if they're allowed to, if you just say, don't worry about it, it's nothing, so they might get confused. Right? The Ritva says, the Am Ha'aretz could be matir, even a davar hanader. And he makes a lot of nedarim. So therefore, we are nervous about that. V'hatanya, where else do we see a chilek between Am Ha'aretz and Talmud Chacham, Batanya. Hanoder Batorah lo amar klum. The Brisa says if somebody makes a neder in Torah, that's meaningless. A Torah is not something usher. Right? We think you're talking about the cloth of a Torah. That's not usher v'hana. So what you're saying is meaningless. Lo amar klum. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, v'tzorach she'ela l'chacham, but you still need she'ela because, you know, just in case, you don't come to be mezalzel. V'yamar Rabbi Nachman, v'tamar l'chacham, v'tzorach she'ela. So you see again another context of a type of neder where the halacha differentiates between a Talmud Chacham and an Am Ha'aretz. What happens if you don't have a Talmud Chacham and you don't have an Am Ha'aretz? You just have a Stam individual. Is there such a thing? Is there a Stam a person? What does Am Ha'aretz mean? We know whenever the Gemara says Am Ha'aretz, it doesn't mean what we call an Am Ha'aretz. We might call somebody just Stam. Oh, he's an Am Ha'aretz. Right? We shouldn't. But in the Gemara, there is a halachic definition to what an Am Ha'aretz is. And it means that, like in the seventh parak in Brachas, it talks about, you're not allowed to bench with an Am Ha'aretz. You can't have a Zeman with an Am Ha'aretz. What does that mean? You can't. So the Gemara in Brachas Mem Zayin discusses somebody who doesn't wear tefillin on purpose. Somebody who doesn't put up mezuzahs in their house. Someone who doesn't wear tzitzis. Someone who doesn't give his kids a Jewish education. Someone who doesn't have a Rebbe. Shekara v'shimesh v'loshanat, kara v'shana v'loshimesh Talmud Chacham. All different days of what a Talmud Chacham is. What an Am Ha'aretz is. So what if you don't have any of those? You just have a regular person. What do you say? Would you say he's like a... What's the rule? What's the exception? That's not clear. The Shurim Sinai Balacha here discusses that, and he quotes other examples. We have Chilukim between Talmud Chacham and Am Ha'aretz, and in each one you have to know, when do you put Stam a person with a Talmud Chacham? When do you put Stam a person with an Am Ha'aretz? Like the Gemara in Shabbos, that a Talmud Chacham can't go out with a stain on his shirt, because it's a Chil Hashem. So is that only Talmud Chacham, or is that everybody except Am Ha'aretz? Right? Every context. So here too, you can ask that question. Not clear what the answer would be, but that is a question you always have to ask whenever you have the chiluk of Am Ha'aretz and Talmud Chacham. The Rambam here generalizes this halacha. You read this Gemara, you might think it's something specific relating to the issue of Ha'omer to his wife, to a woman, or Dafka to Talmud Chacham. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam applies this everywhere. Im Haya Am Ha'aretz, Tzarech She'elo L'chacham, Umarin Be'enav She'ishto Asura, V'sha'osan Ha'peros Asurin. He throws that line in. And the fruit are Asur, meaning the Rambam's giving examples of saying fruit is also, if you have a davar asur. U'posel l'pesach b'makom acher, matir lo nedro, k'dei shelo yinagu kalas rosh b'nedarim. And the Kesef Mishnah is somewhat bothered. The Rambam says, by every case of davar ha'asur, an Am Ha'aretz is going to need that. I thought it's only davka by a wife and a mother. Shelo yekel rosho b'kach. The Rambam seems to expand that understanding to basically mean by many of the cases of davar ha'asur. So that's an expanded Rambam. Weiter. Tanya, says the Braisa now, top line, relating to what the Braisa that we just had. Again, in other Mesechtas, it might have said Gufa. Here it says Tanya. Three cases. Hano, der betar lo amar klum. As we just said, if somebody makes a neder on a Torah, right, the Ron explains he's holding a Torah, and, or a Torah is right in front of him, and he makes a neder lo amar klum. What he says is meaningless, right? That's what the Torah is not aser. Ba mesha kasiv ba dvarav kayamin. If I make a neder, and I say, it should be aser like what's written in it, then dvarav kayamin. Then the words have meaning. Meaning why? What's written in it? The Shemos of Hashem. The Shemos of Hashem have Kedusha. If you look in the Ran has a beautiful lashon on the sixth wide line in the Ran. The sixth wide line in the Ran. The Ran says, Mishum de, it's called the Dabar Hanadur, Mishum de Daite Ahaskaros. He has Das, the really wide lines of the Ran. The Daite Ahaskaros. His Das is on the Shemos of Hashem written in the Torah. Vahaskaros Sheba Nidurim Haim. Shal Yidei Haksiva Vahachana L'Shem Kedusha Haim Kedushos. What gives this Torah sanctity? The kavana that I had when I wrote the Shemos of Hashem. So I'm makdish the Torah. Just like I'm makdish a karban, I'm makdish it through these askaros. So if I say, b'mashakasava, that is a davar hanadur, and therefore, whatever I'm asering would be aser to me. Third case, ba uba mashakasava, back to the Gemara, if I say it and what's written in it, dvarav kayamin, that would also be effective. Says the Gemara, Ktani b'masha kasa b'advarav kayamin. It said case number two. Ba u'b'masha kasa b'atzarach l'meimar. Once you have case number two, what's the chiddush of case number three? I say, what's written in it works. So what's the chiddush of it and what's written in it? So the Gemara has a couple of suggestions. Three different answers how to understand this braisa. Amar Rav Nachman, first answer. Lo kasha, Rav Nachman's first answer is that case number two and case number three are talking about two different cases. Two different cases. Ha demachta oraisa aara. This case, case number three, is where the Torah is on the, it's literally on the floor, but let's say it's on the table, not really on the floor. It means it's, you're not holding it. The Torah is in front of you. So there, you can't just say ba. If you just said it, then we assume you would have meant the klaf. And that wouldn't be a good enough of an ed there. If it, you're not holding it, you have to say ba, uba meshekasav ba. That relates to the askaris. But hadanaka labiyade, but here, where you are holding it, so then, ba is good enough. As the Gemara explains, machta al-ara, if it's on the, not in your hands, daita gvile. So your das is on the klaf, if you just said ba. Naka labiyade, but if you're holding it, then obviously you're holding it, so less of a lashon would work. Daita al-askara sheba, even if you just say ba, so we say it is enough. Right, but really, you're not supposed to put a Torah Chas v'shalom, on the floor, right? We discussed a couple last week about fasting if a Torah falls, but that's on the floor versus in one's hand. There is a tshuva Rav Moshe has. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph. Right? Chelek Aleph, back in Aruch Chaim, in Simin Lamed Ches. He wrote this tshuva a while ago, 1957. Tavshin Tez Zayin. Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva, relating to what some shuls have. I don't think it's as common now, but there are still some shuls that have it. When you have, in the back of the bima, a place to put the Torah down. Like a thing with two holes, you put it down during the Haftorah, during you have two Torahs out, so somebody doesn't have to hold it the whole time. So you put it down there. Put it down there. I grew up, one of the shuls I grew up in, they have this. So Rav Moshe is very against those. Rav Moshe is against those, putting the Torah down. I forget on the ground. But even there, he wrote this to the Rav in Rock Island. Gon Av Bezdin to Rock Island. Bidvar Beis HaKnesses. She'ein Shem Misha Rosa Lachzik Sefer Torah Shnia. Nobody, you take out two Torahs. Nobody wants to hold the Torah, the whole laning. Oh, come on. It's such a tircha. So, V'rotzim La'asos Nikavim Be'ez Safsal She'yamdu Shem Amudim. Right, you put it in there, and you have a nice belt there. Says Rav Moshe, Nira Lani Yazdaiti Le'esor. I think it's a big problem. I think it's a big problem. What though? You can't hold the Torah. What kind of bizayon, says Rav Moshe, is that? Just hold the Torah. We have to put the Torah down for what? It's not. Oh, it's a tircha. It says no. It says not to do that. You can't just put it down. You have to have it in a. And by the way, it's usually behind people's backs. Right? It's behind. You're not allowed to have your back to the Torah. But the poskim say that when you say the Haftorah, if somebody is sitting behind the bima after having done hagbah, you're supposed to say the haftorah on the side of the bima, right? Not with your back to the Torah. not supposed to have you back to the Torah. Right? So Rav Moshe says, this is kavua made. He says it's a problem. Rakish Yoshev Adam HaMachziko. He says, and Bechlal, if somebody's holding it, so then you consider as if somebody's sitting down with it. Aval Amidaso Basafsal, he says, the people who are makpid to always stand up when the Torah is standing up, if it's on the bench, it's like standing. It's only considered sitting when somebody is sitting with it. So yeah, everybody has to stand up anyway, says Rav Moshe there. He says, the only thing is, he says, if nobody wants to hold the second Torah, says Rav Moshe, don't take it out from the Aron until after you finish with the first Torah then. It's better to keep the second Sefer Torah in the Aron until you're finished with it. That's Rav Moshe. He is very against those benches with the holes in it. There are others that are more mako. The Ber Moshe has a tshuva where he says maybe it is giving it in a makam mechubad. It's more covered for the Torah this way. Why? He says, what are people thinking? He said, we're not on the level of having proper kavana while we're holding the Torah for so long, and he's supposed to be focused. And he says, especially, you know, sometimes nobody wants to hold this, so they give it to a kid. They give it to a kid, though. What, you think that's covered for the Torah? Right, the 12-year-old is holding the Torah for 10, 20, 15 minutes during the laning. It's not even safe. And he says, forget the fact, Shavuos morning, that somebody's half asleep, the Torah might fall. So he says, there are many reasons why. Maybe you could try to defend the fact that in terms of the Torah here, the Gemara spoke about having the Torah al-Ara, but it doesn't mean that. It means just not holding. But anyway, that is answer number one, though. Back to the Gemara. So remember, the Gemara had the Brisa at case 2 and 3. We're trying to figure out why you need case 3. If you're ready at case 2, ba. So we had answer number one of Rav Nachman, but it's talking about two different cases. Answer number two. Viba Yisema, answer 2 and 3 is that it's all one case. Demacht al ara. Maybe it is, it's not in your hand. It's on the table. Aye, so if it's on the table, what do you need both Lashonos for? The Hakamash Malan, the Afagav, demacht al ara. The Chiddush is, even though you're not holding it, Kivan to Amra, B'masha Kasev Ba, Mahani. Even saying B'masha Kasev Ba is good enough, even if you're not holding it. V'zu Vein Sarach Lamer Zuktani. Meaning you're right, the third case is not a Chiddush. The second case is the Chiddush, the second case is saying, this is the Chiddush. But, you have the third case, explains the Ran, in order to highlight what the second case is. If you only have the third case, you wouldn't have known the second case. If you only have the second case, you might have thought, oh, Ba means Ba B'masha Kasev Ba. So if you have the third case, you know what the second case is. That's case number two. And case number three, Viba Yisema, Kula, the Bach takes out that word, Kula Nami Denakela Biyade. Really, you're holding it in your hands. The Hakamash Malan Kivan Denaket Lebiyade. Since you're holding it in your hand, Abagav Delo Amar Elaba. Command to Amar Abemashakasa Badami. It's telling you the Chiddush of Ba works when you are holding it. Again, it's all one case. Answer number one is two different cases. Answer number two is all a case where it's Machta Lara. Answer number three is all a case of it is in your hands. One final Rambam for the day, and that is when the Rambam quotes this halacha. The Rambam quotes this halacha dealing with a Sefer Torah and making a Shvua and a Neder. The Rambam in Hilchas Shvuos. This is the Rambam in Hilchas Shvuos. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel and Dalid. The Rambam says all the way at the end of Hilchos Shvuos, he makes a Chilak. Misha Nishba, Beshamayim Uva'aret, Beshamayim Shvachotah, V'chein HaNishba B'Navi Min HaNaviyim, O B'Ksav Mikisvei HaKodesh. Aval pi shein kavanaso el lamisha shalach navi ze o lamisha tziva b'ksav ein ze shvua. If I make a shvua in a sefer of navi or neder, it doesn't work. Ba medvar mamurim b'shar kisvei hakodesh. Aval b'nishba b'torah im nishba b'masha kasev ba daita al ha'askaros. This whole halacha that we see in our Gemara is only by a Torah, not by Neviim and Ksuvim. That's the Rambam. And the Chilek, the Ravid, jumps on him. He says, kamani tam ala machaber hazeh. What in the world is the Rambam talking about here? What's the difference between Torah and Neviim Ksuvim? So maybe we'll start with talking about that Rambam tomorrow in terms of what the difference is between Torah and Neviim Ksuvim. That's not in the Gemara. Right? The Rambam makes that chiluk and the Ravid jumps on him. We'll have to read the rest of that Ravid. It's a really long Ravid. And maybe we'll talk about the Achronim that help explain what the difference is between those two. Okay, we will stop here. To get back to the Nesivos another time.